for us. And I felt prompted to do this earlier. And the reason I've asked Ron is because he's walked the walk. Okay? And I think, Ron, that there is an anointing upon you that I want upon me. You know? I want to walk that walk of prayerfulness. And what I know of you is that that's a walk that you've walked. So I'm going to ask, you can stay seated, Ron, it's all right. But I just want us, as a sign of our, we want to receive that spirit of prayer. We want to receive that spirit of grace and supplication that we started with today. And I'm going to ask Ron to pray for us to receive that. Is that all right, Ron? Put him on the spot, but that's okay. So if you want to stand, if you really want to, you want to go forward in this, you want to take hold of this, I'm going to ask you to stand, and then I'm going to ask Ron to pray. Thank you. Go.
Lord, it's so wonderful that we can say, Father, that you are the one who knows us, the one who has brought us into life, the one who has cared for us, the one who provides for us, the one who keeps us. You are the wonderful Father. And we are able to come before you and to bring to you everything in our lives. For you control all things. You are God above everything else and everyone else. And you are the one who has offered us your kingdom. You are the one who leads us into eternal life and into glory with you and into fellowship with you. Lord, you are so high and so wonderful and yet so lowly and loving to us. And Lord, we pray that you will help us more and more, that we will share with you every part of our lives, that you will be able to take us and use us and glorify yourself in us, that we will be to the praise of your glory. For your name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ron. Thank you.